Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and one of the reasons I got, thanks for joining me for my rants and raves today. One of the reasons I got into this industry was I fell in love with projectors in airplanes. I was obsessed with being that entertainment value and how it changed the flying experience when I was a kid. And so we're going to talk all about projectors today, and I'm joined with Howard Rose, and Howard is the Senior Product Manager of Projectors at Panasonic Connect. First off, Howard, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me. How are you, Gary?
I'm doing well. You're product manager for my favorite products, projectors. And
awesome. Me
you know,
too.
It's funny because, you know, 10 years ago, people started talking about projectors dying a rapid death, which is funny because, like, what are you going to put in a classroom if you don't put a projector in a classroom? And how are you going to do image mapping on the side of a building and entertainment? How are you going to do these large concert venues and museum applications without projection? So I think it's funny that it's actually... It's not only more important than ever, but even people who are not into technology are noticing projectors now because they're experiencing them through all these experiential applications.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely changing. You know, there's more things that, you know, as they get brighter and brighter, like, you know, who thought, you know, when we started that we can light up the sides of buildings the way we do.
Exactly. It's crazy. Now, here's the thing. We've come a long way with projection too. I mean, I remember back in the days when we were EGA and CGA and then VGA and 640 by 480 and then 1080 with HD. Now we're at 4K. And a lot of people think, well, I don't need 4K because I don't have 4K sources. Maybe they're just presenting with PowerPoint. But with 4K, you can do multi-imaging stuff. And of course, you can do, you know, you have a much higher density of pixels. But I know that Panasonic has... some, you know, has a line of 4K projectors, and you have a lot of different applications for these. I want you to talk a little bit about sort of like, you know, why 4K is a smart investment and why the people should start looking at these higher resolution projection options now.
Yeah. And you're right. It's not, you know, some people say, I don't need it. You do need it. If you look at your entire system today from your laptop all the way forward, everything is 4K. Up until the projector, until today, we've always been behind because the technology to get to that point hasn't been there yet. We actually started doing 4K 5-6 years ago already. It's not new to us. The challenge is how you do that 4K, and we'll get to that in a second. But why you need it, again, future proofing, what don't you watch in 4K today? If you're sitting in your living room, you can't even buy a TV that's not 4K today.
That's true. Yeah,
your laptop, whether you know it or not, puts out 4K. PowerPoint, what you mentioned, actually puts out 4K. You just have to know where to flip the switch.
Yeah. You got to be able to change. You can change the resolution. You can customize the resolution to be whatever you want it to be, actually, in PowerPoint.
Correct. And the detail you get with the 4K, especially in a classroom where you're closer to the screen, we get, you know, now you have what we call the screen door effect. And the closer you get the little dots everywhere. And you, with 4K, you lose that. So you get a much better experience. You get much more clarity depending on what you're doing. If you're doing high-end graphics, CAD, PowerPoint, video, that clarity is important. And it's something we're expecting. If you look at your phone today, you get that already, right? You don't look at your phone and get little dots. It's just not acceptable anymore. And moving into 4K is the way to solve that.
Yeah. So what you're describing is what I've always called a higher density of pixels, which is interesting. There's an interesting sort of value that comes out of that, that a lot of people don't talk about. When you have that higher density of pixels because of the higher resolution, you can actually move people closer to the screen. So you can actually take a classroom and put more people in it because the front row can be closer to the front of the screen. Because originally when we designed rooms, meaning the CTS design specifications for designing a classroom, for example, were based on 1080. And so now you have four times the pixel density. You can move the front row closer because you're not, like you said, you don't see those little dots, those pixels individually.
Yeah. Now the challenge is how you get to that 4K.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that it's, you know, our industry is still the Wild West when it comes to specifications. You know, the last actual spec that was ratified was MIDI. So it's been a while since we all agreed on something. So how you get to 4K is the challenge. And people really need to understand that there are differences in what people call. So there's 4K UHD is what we're going to talk about.
Right.
And there's different
4K.
So, but even how you get to UHD, there's no official spec of what makes it UHD. And there's differences and people need to be aware of what they are. So obviously if you're doing 4K, the best and easiest way to do it is a native 4K chip. The challenge is with technology today, there is such thing as a 4K native chip, but when you need to get 8 million pixels on a chip, those chips become larger, substantially more expensive, and just harder to get. So they're not in abundance and they're not everywhere. If you're going to cinema or something like that, you usually see a native 4K chip. To keep it affordable and make it more for the masses, we have what's called 4K UHD or, you know, ultra high HD. But instead of doing a native chip, we do a sub, a smaller, less pixel chip, and we wobble it. And there's differences in how you wobble and what you get out of it. And not everyone's wobble is the same. There's a single wobble and a double wobble.
And what's the difference between a single and a double?
So a single wobble literally takes the image and puts it on diagonal shift down. So it's basically a line doubler. And the pixels.
So you're basically doubling the pixels and offsetting the pixels.
And they're not unique. And that's the thing. So you get 8,000 pixels, but it's really the same 4 million.
8 million pixels, but 4 million twice.
Basically. Twice. Yeah. So yeah. It's 8 million pixels, but is it 4K?
Right. And that's what's double wobble mean? And what's the difference?
So in a double wobble, it's actually, and this is something that Panasonic has a patent on, and you know, it's not the only double wobble. We have a patented double wobble process where we speed everything up. So instead of a normal, you know, 60 frames a second is normal wobble. Most of some people jump to, and you do a single wobble, you go to 120 frames a second. We go to 240. And we spin it. So it's a two-axis move. And we actually spin it around. And in that 240 seconds, we can actually give you all the information of 4K, just not at once.
So that's so fast that the human eye doesn't see it actually occur.
Exactly. So what your eye sees.
You're putting it together through your brain and seeing a solid 4K image, even though you're seeing basically half 4K, but it's happening so fast that you're putting it together.
Correct. And you get a quarter, piece by piece by piece. And we spin it. So it's all, and it lines up correctly. And you get all the information in 4K, just like you said, your eye puts it together and can't see the difference.
Now is this both in LCD and in DLP, or are you doing it differently with each technology?
We are only doing it in DLP at the moment. LCD, by the nature of it going through, isn't as sharp as DLP. The lines in a DLP projector are much smaller than you get with LCD.
Okay.
So that's one of the challenges that we're only doing 4K and DLP right now because we haven't found the technology yet to get LCD to the line small enough where we.
So in large venue, you know, where you're mapping the side of a building, we can use large venue, gigantic size projectors. They're not that big, but still that, you know, there's something that might weigh 50 or even 100 pounds potentially once it's mounted. And we can do native 4K, but what about for classrooms and boardrooms? What options does Panasonic have specifically?
So we've taken that same double wobble technology. We call it quad pixel drive. And yes, we started in the big three chip projectors that we were running, like you talked about, for large venue, but we've actually now moved that down and we have two series, our new REQ series, which runs from 15,000 to 8,000 lumens for a larger classroom. We actually have a version in our FRQ 60, which is our 6,000, and we have an FRQ 50, or a 5 and 6,000 lumen classroom projector that also has this double wobble technology and a single chip DLP.
Okay.
So it's an affordable unit for classrooms that give you all that 4K.
And what's the brightness of something like that?
5,000 lumens to 15,000 lumens and anywhere in between.
Okay. So you can put it in an auditorium or you can put it in a classroom, either one.
You can put it in a straight classroom. We do that. So if your art department is looking for something, you know, they're usually the ones that are the first to say, I need 4K. It's perfect for that. So.
Yeah. Okay. And these are all products that are available today.
All are shipping today and ready to go.
And when do you think, and this is a crazy question, I can't even imagine the application, other than the fact that I know that y'all do this in the Olympics. What about 8K? And, you know, y'all put out a press release about broadcasting in 8K and the Olympics and things like that. When will we see 8K projection? I mean, is that something that you think is on the horizon? Is that something that people should start worrying about or going to get asked about?
Tough question. The chips aren't there yet. Yeah. It would be the same kind of wobbling into something we have, and there are people playing with it now. We can barely get our broadcast people to put 4K out right now. If you're watching, if you're watching cable TV, there's only a handful of channels in 4K.
Yeah.
So until the need comes, you know, comes that there's all the technology, you know, all the other broadcasts are there to do it. I'm not sure we're there yet.
Yeah, the only place I've seen it is actually y'all's broadcast of like Olympic stuff. When you show it at shows and stuff, it was mind boggling. It looks just amazing. And obviously,
honestly, what they're doing more with that is being able to break it up.
Yeah,
right? Exactly. You can do multiple 4K streams. Is it possible? Yeah. Do we have the sensors? Absolutely. And we're on the forefront of that. Is there 8K projection? Yes. A couple of people have started showing the same kind of wobbling to get 8K, but I don't see the application yet.
Yeah.
Will it come in a couple of years? Of course.
But the point is people should start looking at 4K. And another value proposition I see for 4K, in addition to the higher density of pixels, is also the ability to put up multiple pieces of content at the same time. If you have a higher resolution image, you can put a larger screen in the room, make it more immersive. And then if you're putting up PowerPoint, why not put up YouTube at the same time? And that way you're more delivering a non-linear presentation than a linear presentation. So I see that as an option as well when you get into these higher resolutions.
And even if you're not ready for 4K today, you say none of our PowerPoint, we're using all PowerPoints. They're all, just the future proofing.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything else is running 4K now, just to say, we've done that as well with our cameras, that you can flip a switch. All of our 4K projectors will upscale anything not 4K. So why wouldn't you put it in, get the better image and be ready for it when it comes next year? So.
Now, remember that Panasonic will actually be at the Exertus Almo E4 on September 16th in Chicago. And in addition to projection, obviously Panasonic has a big, long heritage in production. You have a great product called the Kairos, which I love that is a production switch product, but also is used in esports. Mm-hmm. By the way, esports will be an Olympic sport in 2028. So you're going to hear a lot more about esports as we go forward. And that is a sport that uses a tremendous amount of technology. Howard, I really appreciate you coming on here and talking to me about this. And I think that this makes a big difference for people to really kind of understand where 4K is fitting into the ecosystem of systems.
Hey, thank you for having me. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much. And of course, you can always go to PanasonicConnect.com to learn more. Panasonic.com will take you there. I mean, there's lots of ways to get to Panasonic. Google it. But also the links that I have here in the description for this video cast goes directly to the products Howard talked about. Thanks a lot for joining me today, everyone. Have a great day, and I'll see you at the Exertus Almo E4 if you're in the Chicago area on the 16th at 9 a.m.
Thanks, Gary. Ray.